The whole story is just such a wonderful image of the process, whereby, and even in the short, the few verses that we've read so far. So the start of this chapter and the start of the last one, it's all about a last judgment taking place. So, and in that is this idea of separation. So the separation of what is serviceable and what isn't in terms of the spiritual life. So what you have is you have Joseph, which represents something of a higher quality being sent out. So it's a process of influx because there's movement. So it's a state of influx that's starting to occur, where Joseph, which is higher ideas, higher light, is beginning to make its way and is exposing what is of faith alone. So it's sort of coming down into the realm of the proprium's rule, if you like, which are the brothers. The most external aspects of our life. And of course, who is this guy? He takes a bad report back, right? So he doesn't endear himself in the situation. But what that is really, it's just the opening up and exposing of the nature of self-love, essentially. And of course, the proprium responds by stripping off what brings the revelation, which are those appearances of truth, and they strip that off and they reject what is more internal and cast it into the pit. And you know, this just describes our own process. So the churches here, you know, so if we define a church from an internal work perspective, a church is essentially a organized structure of ways of thinking tied to some form of affection that binds it. These things need exposing. They have served for a time. The flocks are being fed, etc. But there comes a point where the motivation is misplaced, and so they have to be judged. If you like, they undergo this what's called a last judgment. So whenever truth comes in and exposes something in our life, for that structure that it's exposing, it's a last judgment. What is serviceable is drawn in or indrawn, and what is not is cast aside. Joseph ends up going down to Egypt, or Joseph is still available through the letter of the word. So when the vastation process plays out, there's a return to the word in order to seek a way forward, because you know, down the track, that's all motivated through this famine that occurs. And so there's a famine in our life, a lack of good, and there's this return to the letter of the word to try and draw out something that's actually going to sustain us.